Good morning, sir. Once again, would you state your name for the record, sir?
Derek Joseph Carroll, 240042.
Mr. Wallace, you are appearing for the Board of Executive Committee for a continuation of your hearing on yesterday. And the reason that you are back today, as you may recall on yesterday, we ended up with a tie vote for you in Phase 2. We had four board members present at that time. And they were the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Ringhouse, and myself. And we must continue to negotiate until we can come up with a counter motion as it relates to your hearing. And that's the reason that you are back to talk with us today. As we stated on yesterday, that your hearing was over in as much as the board was a tie and that you would not be released. So the board is going to have to make a decision at this time to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision, and that would be for Phase 2 hearing at this point. Phase 1 has already been taken care of. We don't need to go back to Phase 1 at all. Therefore, I'm going to ask the four board members who were present yesterday at this time for a discussion as it relates to a counter discussion as it relates to this hearing. I think we remember yesterday there were two board members who voted to continue him on supervision, and those two board members was number Mr. David Neal, who was chairing the hearing at that time, and the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Two board members voted otherwise not to return him to the court, in other words, to revoke his community supervision, and they were the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse and myself, C.T. Wright. Now we must continue this discussion and to see where we go from here. We cannot have a tie. That is what we were in the Phase 2. On the Phase 1, we can, but on the Phase 2, we cannot, and that's why we're back at this time. Do you understand, sir, why you are back this morning, sir?
Yes.
Okay, sir. Just want to make sure that you understand. Board members, we're back. I think we know what happened yesterday. There's no use of going back to Phase 1. But as it relates, should we, is there anyone wish to read off the discussion? Do you remember, Mr. Miller, since you were chairing yesterday, do you remember, is there anything that you were going to share with the board, and you did make the motion to continue him on community supervision yesterday, sir? Do you want to lead the discussion, sir?
Basically the same as I had yesterday. I think that the overall situation and the information we had yesterday, I think that he would be a good candidate to be returned to community supervision. Every time he made a decision, whether it's to keep him in incarcerated or whether to leave him in community supervision, we take a chance. And we have to weigh the information as we see it, and all of us have different opinions, that's why we need to other members. But I think limited the attitude and everything else that the inmate record I just personally feel that as one voting member that Stone would be a good candidate to release about community supervision. I can say I've seen many people with DLC reinstated come back to me because they have thought that they seem like good candidates when we voted to release them too. So but my feelings are the same. I just feel like I'm a good candidate for community supervision at this time.
Thank you so much, sir. Ms. Rittenhouse, as you represent the other side, you and myself, we both voted on the other side. Do you want to speak on behalf of our vote?
I did have concerns, and at this moment, I don't have my packet, and I'm not recalling the specifics, but there was, I believe it had to do with some discipline, maybe, that had been incurred, if I'm remembering the correct case, there was some additional violence, I believe, and that, I believe that was my concern. And as I recall in the discussion, Mr. Johnson, when he made his vote, was on the hesitant side, so I'm not sure if he also saw that possibly as a concern.
Thank you so very much, and I believe we will not go back to phase one, but I will just point out the violation did include his failure to maintain his curfew at 9 p.m. through 5 p.m. We did have that yesterday, and we also, he was also violated for the use of alcohol. I just want to put that on the record, okay? DOC, you have something to share with us, sir? The Honorable Mr. Yes, sir, please go ahead, sir. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir, I'd just like to know, part of what the gentleman, Ms. Rittenhouse, had to say on the history of violence. I was just looking through the disciplinary, and there is quite a bit of assaultive behavior. And over since 2016 to 2017, here served three violence or fighting. So I believe that's what she was talking about.
Okay. Is there any... Mr. Johnson, is there anything that you wanted to add at this time, sir?
Dr. Wright, I was concerned about his past and the violence that he had in his past. His violation was that he had did curfew and that he might have drank it, but I also began to be sympathetic to the fact that I think originally, if I recall right, when he was released homeless. And that's you know, part of the issue that he actually had, and I think that was part of his explanation, if I remember right, of why he was outcast in that curfew. And when his PO questioned him farther about, you know, where he'd been, because you know when they on that the monitor that they know exactly where you were and exactly where you've been, that he finally did admit to it. But I thought that he was a good candidate to be released and put back on community supervision at this time based on the information that we had, although I did have some concern about his past and the activity that he had been in. But I think that, like Mr. Neal, that Mr. Neal would have made a good candidate for community supervision if he was given the second chance. I think he fully understood the results. He would be on still on community supervision and still be monitored for his activities, and if he drinks or violates any of those policies, then he would be picked up again. And this time, you know, he, as far as I would be concerned, that if we gave him that opportunity, it's up to him as to what he does with that.
Thank you, sir. Before we go further, I just want to call this to attention that's been called to my attention. DOC advises that there are two vehicles parked in the employees' handicap spots in the south lot that need to be moved immediately. Otherwise, these vehicles may be towed away. These vehicles do not have the locked G stickers on them and may be visitors. Therefore, if any of you park in the handicap spot and you don't have that sticker for handicap, it's best that you go out at this point and remove your vehicle because visitors parking is across the streets at Bowling Park. That's 2 hours north, right across the street. Therefore, if you're one of those in your vehicles, you don't want to be towed away. We're going to ask that you do it. If it's not your vehicle, don't worry about it. Okay, that was just calling our attention. Just want to make sure that no one get their vehicles towed away this morning. Okay, we're back to this hearing. I still feel that, unfortunately, this was an unfortunate situation. He had committed a felony, and I think that was one of the things that worked against him in my mind, and each of us speak independent of each other in my mind, and in fact, because of that felony, he was unable to reside with his cousin because the apartment, the complex that would not allow him to live there. And I think that whenever someone have been drinking alcohol, that's a violation. That's a real violation. And I think that this is something that, for us, just one board member that I felt very conscious of, in as much as one of the violations was due to the fact that he had been drinking. And when they're out, and I think that's one of the provisions that's made, that there's no drinking of alcohol. That he was positive for the drinking of alcohol according to task. Report that I'm looking at now, the toxicology report, he had been drinking alcohol, and I don't think that that was in the school at all. That is he ready to be cleaned and not drinking more alcohol? Because alcohol can cause some real problems that we all know. It can create problems in terms of the community, in terms of safety. And I think that that was one of the reasons that, as one board member, my recollection is the fact that with this alcohol, inasmuch as he did not ingest any intoxicated beverages, but once he was, he admitted to drinking a sip. He used the word sip. This is quote, man, a sip or water liquor, whatever the water liquor is. I'm not familiar with water liquor myself. The offender was asked if he had a shot, and he said yes. The offender made these admissions in the presence of WSHU CO2 Corn, as well as 11 members of the DOC, and the decision was made at that point to return him to DOC custody. DOC had that same concern that I am expressing now, and that was his use of alcohol, and that's the reason they brought him back. And board members, seemed to me that just consensus showed that we're still out of time. We're going to have to break this tie one way or the other. Is there any board member who wishes at this point, we are not going to vote yet, but any board member wishes at this point to have a change of what they felt on yesterday? Any board member wants to hear Mr. Johnson?
Can we ask him to elaborate again on that situation and what occurred when he actually had that drink and the way it was at? If that would be okay?
Yes, sir. Okay, sir. We want to know when were you drinking and what were you drinking, sir?
And why?
And why?
Well, the reason why, I was out 2 weeks, and I hadn't had a drink in, let alone drugs. I don't use drugs, but anyway, that's relevant. And I got discouraged. I was trying to get a job, and I told you yesterday, they kept selling me pipe dreams, and they kept telling me, well, do the follow-up, you're guaranteed a job, so on and so forth. So I do the follow-up, and all of a sudden, the positions are filled, or they're not hiring felonies, and I've been down for the past decade, so I really didn't know the felony team or whatever, that certain companies hire felonies. So I was just out there, putting applications in, and when I go to the place for a follow-up, they would tell me, when I'm hiring today or a position up there, like I said, and I got discouraged. So I'm like, to believe it was the 28th of January, I finally had a drink, and it wasn't like I was out there drinking on a daily basis, but it was only a few shots of fire water, and you guys make it sound like, I was out there doing all the negative things, and the reason I did that curfew was I think it was like the 4th day I was out, because I was trying to get a job, and it was something productive, but it's not like I was out there just running around, causing chaos and being a troublemaker. I mean, I'm 31 years old, I'll be 32 tomorrow, matter of fact, and I'm trying to, start a new beginning, and I'm not really from out here, so it's a better environment. And we all know the nature of the crime is, it's a normal one to have, but it was an accident, and the individual's in Tucson right now, so I'm out here, and I'm not doing all that drinking, and like I said, I got a little discouraged and downstairing, and plus it was overwhelming. 10 years from a single man cell is being thrown into a free world, it's kind of something different, But it was like, I don't know how to explain it, but if you were given an opportunity for a second chance, and like I said, please believe me when I say I'm gonna start a path of life tonight, because everybody done passed away on me, my grandmother, my sister's supposed to be there, I don't know what happened, but they said families, they gotta submit a letter or something, so I talked to her yesterday, and she's like, well, I'll do that, and I didn't know I had a second follow-up to this, so it would've been even better if I had, like, a little family support to speak on my behalf, but she's out there helping me. And you guys said I'm not allowed to get, well, my cousin actually did want me to stay there at the apartment, but like I said, due to the nature of the crime, it was kind of an empty situation. They had to get the consent of, the landlord or something. And we would go from there, but the Friday, like, again, back to that old little drinking situation. And it was a few drinks, and I admit my fault, you know, I'm a grown man, so I know the do's and the don'ts, but I'm not out there just getting no good no more. I'm trying to start a path, like, a new beginning.
Over a new lease, so to speak. Well, may I just, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Okay, so about that, I think I'm willing to change my vote, not because I don't have confidence and faith in him, but my recollection yesterday was the idea of giving him the opportunity, and I thought he was being honest with us yesterday. He said he had a drink, and today he's saying he had a few drinks of bottled water, which is contradictory to what he actually told us yesterday, which that he was under stress and a lot of things were going on, and he had a drink. And so I was more understanding of the a drink than I am of him. What he said now is a different story, that he had a few drinks of bottled water. I would tell you, just based on the altercation in his story that he's given us today, then I would not be supportive of him having community supervision.
Thank you. Any further discussion by board members?
Dr. Ray?
Yes, sir. The Honorable Mr. Neal.
That's the thing about deep discussions. I agree with Mr. Johnson on that. There's quite a change in what we're willing to take a chance on. A drink, and I can understand that, but it has grown since.
Excuse me, real quick. I was like, this is paraphrasing because I'm new to this, so I mean, I'm not lying to you. I'm telling you that the truth there was a drink, but like, I'm nervous right now because I wasn't aware of the follow up, and I thought it was that. I thought you guys were just gonna. We broke my probation yesterday. I wasn't aware of the second coming right now, so I'm a little nervous, hoping that, but you guys make a decision, whatever, it's your job, and like I said, I'm at fault, I understand, so it's either or, but I just told you yesterday, just like the ladies were going over there, or the people that were going to job interviews or selling me pipe dreams, and they said yes or no, there ain't no in-between, you know, and I'm getting kind of frustrated, because like I said, you gotta understand, at least put yourself in my shoes for a split second. 10 years in a single man cell, then you get out to be in the free world with the ankle monitor, and you start doing job interviews. I could have went out there, like most people, all right, I went to the Taco House. Most people were doing all this, that, and the other, and I had a drink. And you guys gonna fault me for one misstep? That's... Anyhow, yeah, well, it's whatever, man.
Thank you so very much, sir. And once again, we're coming towards the end of your hearing. Is a further statement that you would like to make to the board before the board makes this decision? Anything you want to say to the board, sir?
Baby, you guys give me that chance. It would be greatly appreciated. Like I said, taking into consideration that I was just, you know, coming off a decade and overwhelming and so on and so forth, but if I get that chance, I'll prove you right that I'm not out there just, you know, being no good. I'm trying to start a new beginning, and it's even better that I have my sister out here, because like, if I was out here by myself, it's all bad for me.
Okay, sir. Thank you so very much. At this time, sir, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion, and part of this discussion, the board will offer a motion, another motion, or a counter motion, let me put it, use the correct language. The board will offer a counter motion following this discussion. I think that inasmuch as we've had this discussion, I think that we do see that I can understand that he's nervous. I can understand that. Most people come before this board are nervous. Therefore, there's nothing new about that. But I think that based upon this discussion and based upon what we've heard so far, I would wish to offer a counter motion at this point, but I will open it up for further discussion by board members before offering a counter motion. Hearing nothing else from board members, I'm going to offer this counter motion, and the counter motion is to be to find Mr. Dedrick, and I'm going to spell his last name so that I won't mispronounce it. That is SIQUIEROS. ADC number 240042, and the motion will be that based upon the information contained in warrant number 2018W0311, as well as a testimony that he has presented to the board, information that we received on yesterday from the Department of Corrections, I am going to move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by, who seconded it?
I did.
Seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal. Sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you will be released according to information that we have at this time on June 11, 2019. Thank you so much for your participation. We wish you the best, and thanks so much for being a gentleman this morning and spending this time with us. Thank you, sir. Your hearing is over. Thank you.